Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Brad Koenig and Debbie Stanton of the Washington Domestic Violence Coalition about some things going on during the holidays. This is part one of a two-part interview.
I'm Brad Koenig, the president of the Washington Domestic Violence Coalition.
And I'm Debbie Stanton, I'm the secretary of the coalition.
And the coalition does quite a bit to help people in the community. Can you give us a brief overview, just so that people who aren't familiar with it understand a little bit better?
Yes, we can. We provide free and confidential services to people that have been in, men and women both, that have been in domestic situations. We have financial help. We provide counseling. We're a huge referral service with many of the other agencies in the county and even out of the county. We have provided rent assistance for people, utility assistance, food assistance. We have provided car repairs, lawnmower repairs, things of that nature to all victims of domestic abuse here in Washington County.
Yeah, and on the coalition perspective, I feel like we're really here. You know, we're volunteers from all over the county to support Brad in his professional position with DVIP. So, you know, we really want to make sure any funds that we get stay local, so they stay in Washington County. And we don't have any connection or any actual, like, face-to-face time with any of Brad's clients. And so we're really helping people. We don't even know who they are, but we know that they're in a situation that where they need some assistance. And so we just try to do whatever they need, you know, whatever support we can help give to those families.
And what kind of support do you provide, especially during the holiday season?
Right now we are in a big fundraiser of, we are currently working with 18 children of between six different families here in Washington County, and they're spread all throughout the county. And we're trying to provide as many brand new Christmas toys to all the children as we can. And the ages range from 1 to 17. And 17-year-olds, you know, they still like opening things on Christmas morning. I mean, you really, who doesn't, you know? We're also looking to provide, you know, a couple presents to the mothers too, because if the children, you know, generally don't have presents, the mothers won't. So that's what we're really trying to push right now.
And if people are interested in helping out with this effort, how do they do that? Are you looking for monetary donations or items?
We will accept monetary items, even Walmart gift cards, even gas cards are huge, Hy-Vee gift cards, and also any new Christmas presents. And they can actually be dropped off here at the radio station. They can be dropped off at the Washington County Library. They can be dropped off at the Hometown Inn and Suites. So there are a few different places in Washington that they can be dropped off at.
I'll also mention a new program that we're looking at doing, which is called Birthdays on the Go. So basically anything extra that we would have, you know, we obviously want the kids to be super excited on Christmas morning, but if we did have some extra toys or anything, we're going to do birthday bags for each of the kids. So basically it'll be a bag with like gift wrap, a cake that actually Choices is going to help bake. So we have like the cake mix, and then they'll bake it for us that day. And then Brad will bring that to the family so that they can have a nice little birthday party for their kids. Again, something that gets overlooked, that they might not be able to have friends over.
And something that many families stress out about, trying to be able to provide these things.
Oh, absolutely.
That's been today's Washington Page with Brad Koenig and Debbie Stanton of the Domestic Violence Coalition in Washington. If you need help, you can always call 319-520-0554 for free and confidential services. The group also has a Facebook page. Again, it's the Washington County Domestic Violence Coalition. This is part one of a two-part interview. That's been today's Washington Page on KCII. I'm Sally Hart.